Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
And Grand Rising. You're listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and in just one moment, we will be joining Soul Purpose Healing with Viata, and you can join her on Facebook Live. Go to Soul Purpose Healing, and today we're talking about the power of divine feminine clothing versus sexy. What do you think? And maybe we want to hear your comments as we take a look at what signals women are given when it comes to being sexy. So we'll be right back after this quick break with Viata and Soul Purpose Healing.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement.
Heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Today is because I was in a gathering, a Zoom gathering on Saturday, where one of the biblical references came up, one of the biblical commands came up that women are not to wear men's clothing. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says. And I believe it's Deuteronomy. The Bible instructs that women are not to wear men's clothing. Oh, and I thought that, and I'm like, wow, what does that even mean today? It just can't mean literally you can't put on pants, right? That's what I'm thinking, because it just doesn't happen even in the church. I have been in churches where even the pastor's wife was wearing pants. Yep, the pastor's wife. So that commandment is somewhat disregarded today, especially in the church. And especially in the society we live in, we rarely see women with dresses. It's just a fact, especially when the weather is cold. Not too many women out there donning a dress, even if it's a long one. They've got pants under
Hello?
The dress. So we want to
Yes,
talk
I connected
about
you. You're
energy
on.
Tonight.
Thank
what
us, Dr.
In our clothing.
Yeah, I'll close
and
your
why
mind.
We should be You're more ready. Conscious about what we put on our bodies. Now, the recent news story about Shanquella Robinson is still out there, still on my mind, even because Robinson's my last name. And there's the lessons continue with this woman's story. And even this show tonight could be a part two of the lessons we're learning from Shanquella Robinson, because her death was shocking to her community and to the world. People who read that story, who heard that story, and continue to hear the story because they haven't caught up with the people who abused her violently and possibly caused her death. So we're all still learning the lessons from Shanquella Robinson. So tonight is another lesson about what type of clothing brings power for you in your life and protection. More than anything, I believe Shanquella Robinson's story talks about a lack of protection in her life, a lack of protection and discernment. So what is it about the divine feminine clothing that can protect you? What is the power in divine feminine clothing that can protect you? And what is the meaning of even being sexy? What does that mean anymore? And do men even desire a woman who is sexy? Now, last week, I want to just read to you. Last week, we talked about five things that men find irresistible. This was a survey taken by a brother, Stephen Speaks, is his YouTube channel. And he talked to men of all sizes, races, colors, all that, and ages. And he was on being interviewed. In fact, he has a YouTube audio, a video on this topic, five things men find irresistible. So I want to just read those five things to you before we get into the power of divine feminine clothing versus sexy clothing. Because why do women dress a certain way? Well, there's so many answers to that. Some women dress for themselves. They're single. They want to look good. They want to feel good. So they dress all for themselves. They're not interested in attracting any man. They just want to feel good the way they dress. Probably rare out there for a single woman. Then there's those women out there, they're dressing to find a man. They want a partner. They're lonely. So they take the time and give attention to what they put on their body because they're trying to attract a man. So they want to look good. They want to look sexy. They want to be beautiful. More than anything, I believe women dress in a way that they want to feel beautiful. They want to feel loving and irresistible. But here are the five things that men find irresistible, according to Stefan Speaks on YouTube. Number one, no drama, peaceful character of a woman. That's what attracts men, according to Stefan, is that they don't want to have a woman in their life who has lots of drama, because men are sick of that. That's why they move to other cultures, other races, because maybe there's too much drama in their own culture, race. I don't know. There's several reasons why men don't want drama or in their woman, and they want a woman who's more peaceful and less combative. Okay, number one. That was number one. Number two, they want someone who can cook a good meal. That's what the survey says. Men are looking for a woman who can cook. Now, this is especially important when we're talking about how you're going to dress yourself to attract a man. Well, that puts the sexiness down a lower category or lower number when the top two are no drama and cooking. They want a woman who can cook. So number three, they want sexual fulfillment. Now, you might be thinking, well, if a man isn't, number three is find a woman who is irresistible in the bedroom. Let's keep it in the bedroom. Let's focus on the bedroom. Why are women dressing in a way that would attract a man who is set, one who they think is interested in her body? A lot of women dress in a way that they get false butts and they get false eyelashes, hair, the works, boobs, because they think a man finds them irresistible if they have all those things. Well, according to this list, that's not true at all. Men want sexual fulfillment, but they don't want their women necessarily to display it out in public. Number four, maintaining attraction. That is maintaining a healthy attraction to that woman, which means the clothes she wears might come into play, that he wants to be continually attracted to her. So we're going to talk about ways that you can keep that man attracted to you without putting on the sexy look necessarily, but putting on a more colorful look and stylish look. And then number five, they want someone who knows about their past and they have been working on themselves, healing themselves. Again, that ties to the no drama, because a woman who has been working on herself is going to have less drama, be more peaceful, and these men will find you irresistible when they know about your past and they find that you've been working on yourself. So those are the top five things that don't really relate to dressing in a provocative or sexy way. So let's get into more of our show. I've got a video that I want to show you. If you're on Facebook, you'll see this, but if you're in the studio, I want to play what the world looks to what was sexy. Sexy, in terms of this video, is from Miranda Kerr, and this video is actually, this video is about 11 years old, but this is a employee of Victoria's Secret. Someone at Victoria's Secret, they had a What is Sexy campaign. So we're going to just start with how the world, let's see, share screen, how the world views sexy and how they advertise and promote it for a reason. They advertise and promote sexy because they're trying to sell something. So we just want to hear the very short video of Miranda Kerr and what the sexy campaign is about, which I think represents what our society, our women are looking at these days. Again.
Well, now let's see if we can make sure this sound is up.
Called the Beverly in Los Angeles, and then we go to New York and Chicago.
So
Toronto,
there you have a portrayal of what is sexy.
All right, Brandon,
by
to put
a woman
the spot,
who is an international
so
celebrity,
here you have
and
she
presents the sexiest women in the voting procedure as long hair, white skin, and skin showing. So that's when, 11 years ago, that's where we were in terms of what is sexy. Because Victoria's Secret, I know a lot of women buy that lingerie and have been buying it for a long time. So I have never bought, I don't even think I've ever owned a pair of anything from Victoria's Secret. Maybe that's why I'm divorced. But anyway, either way, this is what most women or many women are looking at in terms of what is beautiful and what is and wanting to be sexy, sexy. So we have been influenced by the media, the TV, Hollywood, and much more magazines on what is sexy and how a woman should be dressing and looking, the hair, the eyelashes, and especially the high heels. Can't leave the high heels out. But we're going to look at what Queen Afua has to say about saying sexiness. After we hear from a little music that I found about that's called What is Sexy? So other than being influenced by Victoria's Secret, we've got music. Like many of us can go back to Marvin Gaye. I think that was probably Let's Get It On and Sexual Healing. We had our share of very sexually inspiring music that brought us to a place of wanting to look like, be sexy and all that because of the music. Well, here's a more modern song that also encourages, inspires women to be more physical in their journey in life, be focused on the physical more than the spiritual, which is where we're going, to the power of being more spiritual in your divine feminine clothing, your divine feminine attitude. So here's a cute little song called What is Sexy by Ruben Studdard. And I'm probably going to get censored or blocked for this later, but I just couldn't help but want to play this song as an example of the music. Some just a slight example, a small example of how the music has influenced us. So listen, take a listen to this and tell me if this song doesn't want to put you in the mood to buy the right clothes and sing the song and make you feel good. Okay, where did that go? Okay, somehow I lost my studio. Studio, back to the studio. Okay, here we go. Somehow the studio left me. Okay, Sexy. What is Sexy by Ruben Studdard? Let's find out what this is only 8 years old, 8 years ago. Okay, where is he? Here we go. What is Sex?
Ruben exclusive. Yeah. Big boy dancer. 718.
Love's in the eyes of a whole other. Baby, we can get closer.
Choose.
daylight still in it. Damn, when I rock, bounce with it, my love it when that pretty brown round get on top. Won't go, but I kiss around it, and I pound that like the place was surrounded. Listen to me, it's the big boy dancing. Man, I speak like this, cause you know that this big boy's handsome. It's the high yellow bad boy. You seen Chris got a thing for them bad sort. I ain't lying, I'm flying with ease. G4, knock Alicia Keys. We ball, mommy, these are keys.
Message from my sister Zelda that she couldn't hear it, so that may be why they blocked it, because it's, I don't know who Ruben Stubbard, I didn't think he was that popular, but they may have blocked the sound. I hope you heard the video though from Miss let's see, her name is Miranda Kerr from let's see, she's from Victoria's Secret. So I just wanted to play those two sounds for us before we go to the commercial break. Those two sounds, hearing a campaign about what is sexy from Victoria's Secret, and then hearing music like that, which some of you may not have heard, but it was all about what is sexy and just getting very detailed about being on top and doing things in the bedroom. It was all about the third dimensional experience that men want to have with some women. But that was 8 years ago. So have we changed in our expectations from men? Have women changed in what they think men want? Well, as I said, as of last week, the things that men find irresistible are not really directly related to having sex or being physical. It's more of character, cooking, maintaining attraction, which they want quality, knowing about your past and having. I would sum it up today that what is irresistible to men is having a good conversation with a woman first and foremost. And when that conversation develops, men and women are probably more able to decide if this relationship should be continued. So the power of having divine feminine clothing we're going to get into is that not only the colors that you wear, but the energy that you're putting out for yourself. My book on Sacred Woman by Queen Afua, she breaks down really well about wearing various colors. This is a something from her book on page 228, or actually she starts on page 227. She says, you are what you wear. You increase your magnetism by energizing your natural beauty. Now, if you were watching that video that I played with Miranda Carr, the Victoria's Secret woman, that was the beauty of a European long-haired, pale-skinned woman. And the women that she highlighted as winning the prize were also long-haired, pale-skinned women. That's the definition of beauty in the Victoria's Secret modeling arena. So Queen Afua, beautiful sister, who wears these amazing royal clothes, head coverings, royal dress colors. Her colors are always amazing. She says, increase your magnetism by energizing your natural beauty. Whatever moved you to wear a garment, she says, let it express your inner beauty. This is how we stay in tune with nature's beautiful sky, green meadows, spring flowers, and mysterious ocean, all gifts of the Creator's elements. Queen Afua represents to me the ultimate divine feminine in our current culture and society. She's representing in her attire, in her teaching, in her mannerisms, and so much more about this woman. So she is the standard we're going to present to you that we could all reach if we choose, or we can all go or stay in the lower vibrational, sexy, physical, third dimension realm. She said, beauty in dress is a force that we as Africans traditionally combined with purpose. It is how we remain in keeping with the natural flow of beauty in woman form. Every wrap, drape, color, gemstone, headdress, or flower that was worn indicated your past history or present lifestyle and condition. Garments made a statement and had a purpose. This was the African way. Dress that was spiritually directed was worn for tribal ceremonies and rituals. Members of the same family often wore the same colors or made clothes from the same kind of cloth. The ancients understood that what you place on your body temple is of great significance. Power of Divine Feminine is getting back to a mind about the values of the ancients or the ancestors, the values now. This is why we must wear our clothes consciously. Clothes can ward off demons and summon the angels. Observe and keep a mental record of how your world is affected and in turn how you are affected by what you wear or what others wear. I read something about someone being in a DC facility. Okay, this was in the next paragraph. She said, on one of my many trips to Washington, D.C. to facilitate wellness seminars, I noticed that everyone traveling on the plane was wearing dark colors, black, brown, dark blue, and gray. I stood out draped in my cultural colors of purple and white, with a small, delicate feather in my hair representing Ma'at, which is harmony. Everyone kept smiling at me as though they wished they could have the same kind of freedom to be different and to live a color-filled life. Maybe one day all of us will begin to wear our culture and stop assimilating into one look and one way, trying to fit into another's limited view of who we are supposed to be. I'm waiting, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to stop there, pause there, before I get into what wearing various colors means. And we're going to go to our commercial break. And I want you to think about in your own closet, what do the colors look like in your closet? Because part of the feminine, divine feminine power that we can emanate and experience is the colors in our wardrobe that actually make us feel better and help others around us feel better. So we're going to open up the mic to my executive producer, Naima Latif, and lines are busy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-3000. 1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohppl@gmail.com.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata. Sharing on the Facebook page, she says Reuben Stoddard, who I played earlier, is one American Idol, and he's a big gospel artist, very popular. That's interesting. Gospel artist breaking a song about very sexy. That's where we can start understanding the influence of sexiness and third dimensional focus on clothing and activity and attractiveness and beauty. Because if an American Idol gospel artist is making a song about being sexy, well, you can imagine what some of the other songs sound like. Now, he came to gospel radio, WGCI, enlightening me about the horrors of the entertainment industry, especially gospel music. Oh, my goodness. But he makes a song like What Is Sexy? And the words were not spiritual at all. I mean, if you heard that song, this was not a spiritual or gospel song. So that was 8 years ago. I don't know where he is today. So I'm not going to do no judgment. I like the beat of the song. But to me, it just represents the type of music that is out there to influence people to not look at the divine feminine, the divine feminine way of behaving, dressing, and so forth. And I want to just play for you, for those of you who might be thinking, well, what exactly is divine feminine? So here's not just for women, but I have two explanations. What is divine feminine and masculine actually mean or represent?
Every one of us is a combination of both feminine and masculine energies. And we each have a divine purpose for helping us reach our highest potential. Our own feminine and masculine energies can be out of balance, leading to inner conflict, difficulties making decisions, and spiritual and emotional crises. A similar imbalance may be experienced when these energies are out of balance at a greater scale, like with a culture or society. This results in power struggles, conflict, and other symptoms of an energy imbalance. In what ways do the divine feminine and divine masculine apply to our inner lives, and what roles do they play? The male energy directs itself and projects outward with decisive, positive action. It secures, strengthens, and is giving. However, the feminine energy is cyclical. It is directed inwards, it nurtures and assures, and it has a receiving nature. In addition to logic and reason, the divine masculine possesses firmness, survival, loyalty, adventurousness, and strength. Divine feminine qualities include intuition, nurturing, healing, gentleness, expression, wisdom, patience, emotions, and flexibility. Interestingly, these energies can even be expressed in our bodies. The left side of the brain is considered to be logical and analytical and is responsible for language and reasoning, which makes it a male energy. Meanwhile, the right side of the brain is considered to be the more artistic and spiritual side and governs emotions. It is therefore associated with the feminine. The divine feminine is what allows us to just be. It is powerful, loving, and caring, and it allows faith, trust, intuition, and deep inner knowing. This allows us to take our time making observations. By feeling wisdom, love, and freedom from within, she discovers her way. She is magnetic and attracts everything she wants by simply realizing that it already belongs to her. This allows her to manifest her dreams effortlessly. In contrast, the wounded feminine, an energy when it is not fully self-expressive or under trauma, shows neediness and desperation. It is the divine masculine, which allows us to do, to take decisive action, but not in an aggressive or angry manner regardless of what we may believe. Rather, it is based on open, loving, and faith-based actions. In order for the masculine to receive intuitive wisdom from the divine feminine, he must receive it with openness and then act on it confidently. It is based on the knowledge that we are part of something much greater than ourselves. It is he who is concerned about, protects, and provides for his community, family, and those in need. When fear has overcome faith, the wounded masculine perverts this by creating conflict and feeling the need to prove his worth from a sense of not being included or loved. There is an imbalance between male and female energies in our society today. It is fair to say that our world, particularly the Western world, has leaned too far in the direction of masculine energy, and that without enough feminine energy to balance it out, we are now experiencing the effects of wounded masculinity. Conflicts, violence, and unhealthy competition arise from this. We can, and, in many cases, are slowly tipping the scales back toward a healthy balance by injecting more feminine power into our lives and into our communities. In this way, we can alleviate the current dynamics that dominate global interactions, as well as those relating to personal interactions, in which the codependent wounded masculine tangles with a needy wounded feminine. With each of us striving to heal our own wounds and traumatic experiences and integrating these energies into a balanced state, we can more fully step into our powers. We can lead a life with love and take that love into the world.
Okay, so I hope that gives you a little bit of a better understanding about both the masculine and feminine and why energy is so important. Even when we're looking at how to dress ourselves. Before I play another audio, I want to just, again, I'm reading from Queen Afua's Sacred Woman. And I listened to an interview she did this week. In fact, I think it was yesterday on YouTube. And she mentioned, it was an hour and a half interview. I tried to upload it, but it wouldn't. It was too long. But she mentioned how we're in a crisis in relationships and women. And when she says we have a lot of rage and anger among women that is not being addressed, and that women are beating themselves up and they've been beating themselves up and their sons. 90% of women have fibroid tumors. Oh my goodness. It was a lot less years ago. Now she says 90% of women are struggling with fibroid tumors, which says a lot about the conflict that many women have had in their lives. 40% of black babies and moms are dying in childbirth. So she believes strongly that women have to defend the fathers when the father's not in the house, when not speaking negatively about the fathers, because we are in a crisis and there's a need to develop unity at any cost. And so with starting with the self, she's speaking. This is just an interview that she did just yesterday. Starting with the self, she says, it's time to reflect what you are in the mirror. Do your self-transformation work. And she says in her book, there are different times when we wake up in our lives. This is one of them. This current time that we're in is where when we need to wake up. And she says, it's your beauty wake-up time, because you deserve that kind of beauty within and all around you. The body temple is a sacred altar. We have to honor ourselves by dressing beautifully. It's the least we can do in our sacred space, our homes, and for ourselves as sacred women. When a woman beautifies herself within and without, her mate is inspired and uplifted. So we're talking about an act that we do every day or something we practice consciously every day that can affect the men in our lives. If we take on a more conscious approach to how we dress ourselves. When a woman, again, let me read that again. When a woman beautifies herself within and without, her mate is inspired and uplifted. He responds to her beauty the same way we all respond to a beautiful flower. There's nothing more appealing than looking at a beautiful flower, and women are nature's flowers just as men are nature's trees. When a woman is beautiful before her man, she has the capacity to soften his temperament. He is inspired to become more flexible and gentle in his attitude toward life and toward her, his queen, when he looks upon her beauty. A word to the wise, beauty within and without puts an end to conflicts and arguments of all kinds. When he sees our beauty, he becomes divine. By contrast, anger, frustration, and pain dissolve beauty. So now let me play a little explanation of what is divine feminine.
Greetings. Thank you for joining me here. My name is Ananda Sitara, and I welcome you to this beautiful spot in Yosemite National Park, where I would like to offer you an expanded and empowering vision of the Divine Feminine, the Divine Feminine energies and consciousness, as it relates to this point in planetary history, this point in creating a new future, and this point in opening new doorways of awareness and experience. The Divine Feminine that I've come to speak to you of has nothing to do with religious principles, mystical traditions, or any person, place, or thing that the Divine Feminine has been attributed to. While those are useful symbols in many respects, in the crafting, in the teaching, in the offering of those symbols in many forms across time, the actual Divine Feminine has become very distorted and often lost. The Divine Feminine has been narrowed and boxed and compartmentalized into something all very often that has to do with gender, which is completely irrelevant. The Divine Feminine is actually a principle of creation that is offered equally to men and women. The Divine Feminine doesn't have anything actually really directly to do with mothering or nurturing. That may actually be a shock to many, but that is one of the twists and turns that has been brought to the feminine energies to isolate them in a particular aspect, in a particular category of creation. That doesn't mean that the actions or offerings of mothering or nurturing in whatever forms you wish to describe are not a part of the Divine Feminine. It is just that the Divine Feminine is actually something much greater, much more expansive, and much more inclusive of all beings, all actions, and all creations. At its heart, the Divine Feminine is a principle, a cosmic principle of creation. It is the space, the intention, the awareness, the energy flow that comes from the very essence of all that is and enables new creation to come forth. It is infinite in its potential and infinite in its form. And therefore, in order to be truly infinite in potential and infinite in form, it cannot be essentially any particular form, any particular symbol, any particular person. Now, a person or a place can emanate or express those energies and use those energies principally and powerfully in the creations, whether it be now as I am speaking to you, or in this grander scale, the unfolding of a landscape, a sacred site, a ley line in a planetary system. But the divine feminine transcends any of the singularity or aspect of those forms. It is in all of those, but beyond all those, encompasses all those, and offers all those. When you are in the awareness, in the energy of the flow of the divine feminine, it is an entirely different experience of the nature of existence, of the nature of being, of where you come from, and where your true power of creation and expression originates. From that place, it is actually indescribable. And anything that creates a symbol or an idea or a concept around the divine feminine diminishes it into only an aspect of what it essentially is. So the essence of the teaching that I'm bringing forth here in the expansion and connection of awareness is to invite you, instead of connecting to a symbol, an idea, a place, is to instead open yourself to an experience of an awareness, a connection, an infinite potential of creation, beyond which you may have ever known, experienced, or most likely have even imagined could exist. And so it is true, in the true sense of my offering to you of explaining the entry point into the divine feminine, that instead of continuing in words, I would now like to invite you to join me in a meditation, in a place of stillness, where I may impart to you, flow through me to you, a direct experience of the true cosmic essential divine feminine, that you may know it for yourself from the depth of your being in your heart, not from your mind, a tradition, or an idea. Because in that knowing, that is the source of your true empowerment, your true creative potential. Nothing outside of yourself provides that for you. It is an essential gift, your birthright, and your expression of the higher feminine energies coming forth.
So I'm going to skip her meditation. Some of you might not want to do the meditation right now, but I think the message that she brings forth is that, as she said, it's an internal experience to be more aware of who we are as divine feminine beings. And as she said, it can be men or women who have this awareness of this divine feminine, because it is an energy. It's an energy of consciousness, waking up to a higher purpose, a higher functioning, and a higher understanding of what this physical body temple is here to do, what it's here to experience, and how you can improve that experience. And here's just another piece. I think I read this before, but I want to emphasize with Queen Afua's book how wearing our various colors keeps us emotionally and mentally balanced. So if you choose to come out of the, quote, sexy apparel that man and Victoria's Secret and movies and Hollywood present to women, of choices for their dress, as you choose to come out of that relationship with the matrix society and the clothing, ideas of how you should dress yourself, and come into a more spiritual awareness, consciousness of covering this body with colors instead of just fashion from anything from what, Balenciaga to all the other choices out there, Adidas, whatever. Wearing our various colors keeps us emotionally and mentally balanced, joyous and healthy, both as individuals and as part of the collective world. So it's a powerful, powerful thought to me to think that what I put on my temple can affect not just me, but it can affect my environment and the world that I'm going out to each day. It will affect all the collective energies if we're choosing consciously. Color is what reminds us what we're unique expressions of life and not clones. We don't have to look like Kim Kardashian and all the people who are advertised at Victoria's Secret. We don't have to be clones. When we are dominated by having to wear black, brown, and gray, it's a sign that we are dying, she says. With the so-called European dress for success policy, we seem to be globally living through perpetual late autumn and winter with our dark colors. It's time, she says, to declare the spring of the self. Behold the summer sun, let your colors glow and shine. Envision the beauty of Africans' dressings in their color-filled tradition, Native Americans draped in their cultures, Asians, Irish, East Indians, Brazilians, Norwegians, Eskimos, Middle Easterners, all wearing our different, beautiful color traditions. What an energy charge it would give our world. So think about that. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not going to change my whole wardrobe just to present or bring to my energy beautiful colors, it is so inexpensive. If you were to shop, say, at a thrift store and just focus on your colors. And we're going to play some information about how you can determine what colors enhance your energy, your color, skin color, your hair color, your eye color, all that. And just focused on at a thrift store, for instance, buying clothes that have colors that match you and shopping exclusively for colors, not for fashion. And then the other thing is buying material to wear garments that wrap around you instead of just the typical European or fashion statement. Now, she says something here about pants that I want to mention, because we had a meeting, as I said, on Saturday where the Bible reference to women should not dress like men was read, and I thought, ooh, what does that mean today? I mean, you just don't see too many women in dresses, for one. And Queen Afua, one of my favorite teachers, this is her book, Sacred Woman, says about pants, historically, the reason why women didn't wear pants is because they didn't want to close or block the womb. Their spiritual energy needed to move around them freely. Wearing pants all the time on a daily basis constricts the womb. It's like wearing a girdle. It restricts your circulation, so the flow of energy gets trapped. That's why I'm totally in opposition to jeans. They compromise every ounce of our femininity, and they affect the womb's breathing, too. Now I work out and I ride my bike and I run, but I don't wear jeans. Men did not wear pants. Now, this is something I didn't know. Either in ancient times, they wore kilts or wraps, and many still do. All of us need to get that full completion of breathing and circulating our energy. It's interesting that among the older generation of women who wore girdles most of their lives, so many have had hysterectomies. Yikes. That is so true. When I worked in the health food store about 20 years ago, I know a lot of women were coming into the health food store who had had hysterectomies. And I don't know, you probably know a few women in your own life. And I never thought of it being affiliated or associated with girdles, wearing girdles. Could it be because everything was locked in, another kind of slavery, question mark? still experience the same constriction wearing the modern version of the girdle, which is called controlled top pantyhose. And what about that thong underwear? I don't really understand why we choose to hurt ourselves in this way, especially when we also consider the higher rate of yeast infection. These circulation constrictors cause. So Queen Afua is all about wellness and teaching that and representing it in her dress. If you've ever seen her, she's on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube. In fact, if you want to hear her latest interview, it's an interview that a brother did a couple of days ago. And it's under, I'll type it in the comments, it's Divine Journey of the May Sun, M-A and dash Sun. It's meant, I guess, Ma Sun, the Divine Journey of the Ma Sun. She talks about the relationship that women have had with their sons. And unfortunately, she talks a lot about women beating themselves up and their sons. So she brings a picture that mothers have not only been harming their sons, but they've also been beating up on themselves verbally, mentally, physically. And so we're here to heal. Excuse me. We're here to heal that energy. And power of divine feminine is a very spiritual, energetic way for us to start to heal the female body, mind, and soul. By number one, looking at the clothing we're wearing, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to open up my Naima Latif mic, and we're going to talk about high heels when we come back, because she does mention in her book about the high heels and what that does to the body. So, Naima, your mic is open if you want to play our next.
Everything you need. What your body needs is found in nature, so Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the Mindfulness Moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Woman by Queen Afu. I've been reading, if you're just joining us, I've been reading some of the pages from Queen Afu's book called Sacred Woman, because the power of the divine feminine is having this knowledge that this beautiful sister teaches about, not just our clothing, but other things like the relationships we're having. And she has, Queen Afu has a very recent interview on YouTube titled Divine Journey of the Ma-Sun, talking about the relationship that we women have had with our sons. And unfortunately, it's been very negative. For many children and mothers, it's been very negative. Naima Latif asked the question, what wounded masculinity in the audio I play. What wounded the men? Their mothers, their fathers, both. We have on the Female Solution, most of us talk about the root of most diseases and ill health problems in adults. It stems from their relationship with their parents or their uncles, their aunts, their grandparents. There's been a lot of incest in homes, in generations, my generation, past generations, current generations. There's just been abuse all around. I think mothers and fathers have to take like a 50% at least responsibility for some of the adult men that are so wounded today and unable to function in households. We have quite a few healthy men, thank goodness, but the men who haven't been able to heal yet, and she's very, very hopeful and optimistic about, no sound of commercials, okay, but we having a problem on Facebook, let me know if you can hear me, I just saw nothing is playing, no sound of commercials, so let me know if you're not hearing the commercials. I don't know what's going on. But we'll try and make the adjustments if we can. You might have to go to the studio. I hope you're hearing my audios. Now, I'm wondering now, are you hearing the audios that I'm playing? Because then that would be just a period of no sound. Oh, yeah, you're hearing the audios. Okay. So I'm not sure, Dr. Green, why you're not hearing the no sound of commercials. Yes, you're hearing the commercial sound. Okay. All right. So we're going to, I wanted to read to you about what Dr. Queen Afua, she might be a doctor, Queen Afua is saying about, where is she? Footwear for women. This is important because I see this, women are spending a lot of money on their external beauty elements, and I'm sure many of them can't even afford it. So high-heeled shoes. Queen Afua talks about high-heeled shoes may be attractive to some, but generally they are a health hazard, she calls them, for a sacred woman. Constantly wearing high heels can cause lower back pain and or pain in your spine, because you are forced to tighten your lower back muscles when wearing high heels. It can also cause a tilted pelvis. For health and comfort, wear low pumps and be sure your shoes are wide enough. African women's feet are known to be slightly wider in general and those of other groups of people. Better still, wear attractive flat shoes. Don't hesitate to wear assorted colors. The latest spring and summer wear, open-toed shoes or sandals, give your feet a chance to breathe and bathe them in sunlight, excellent for their health.
plastic shoes or sandals are a no. Plastic straps, plastic traps toxins that need to escape freely through the feet to help maintain the health of the rest of the body. She goes into a lot more. I won't read about adornments and all kind of waist beads. I made waist beads in my women's retreat. Making your own waist beads. This is just a beautiful book if you're ready to go to divine feminine clothing and energy, because that's what it's really all about, is changing the energy. This woman, Shanquella Robinson, has given us so many lessons to help us make better decisions about our life and our choices that we're making, especially our dress, the way we dress, our hair, everything. Because she's dead now. She has passed on. Her spirit is now here teaching us about her own lifestyle as a hairstylist. And if you listened to my show last week, I talked about the Chris Rock's hair documentary movie that demonstrates that when we wear other people's hair, we're taking on many times the sacrifice energy from that country, from that person. And so we're getting into more conscious lifestyle because of Shanquella Robinson, at least I am. And the power of divine feminine clothing is really, a lot of it is in the colors. So I have a couple of audios I want to share to you about color. If you've never done a color analysis for your own skin type body, this is going to hopefully help you understand how to wear the right color and what color analysis, how to explain that, and the psychology of color. Because I feel like that's where we can first start producing and establishing a divine feminine clothing a wardrobe or closet, is looking at the colors that are matching our own energy, which basically our skin tone, our skin color, all that, our eye color and our hair color. All of that plays into choosing the right color energy to put on this divine feminine body. So let's listen to color analysis first, and then I have something on color psychology.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to my channel. As you probably know, color is the most important element of appearance. This is the first thing that anyone pays attention to. Color can make you stand out and look absolutely awesome, or completely ruin the impression. So today we're going to talk about color analysis, how it was born, how it works, and what is your type, and finally, how you should and should not use it. There's going to be a ton of information and examples, and I'm really excited to share it with you. So let's get started. I like the idea of figuring out what works for you and your life rather than following trends. And the idea of gradually creating a wardrobe that goes along with your individual style. Knowing your color type gives you an idea of what colors work best for you, but knowing how to apply it gives you a freedom to be creative and master your own style. Basically, your color type is the mixture of your skin color, your natural hair color, and your eyes color. And these three components make an extremely large number of possible combinations. To make it easier, people developed a theory of a seasonal color analysis that was inspired by a Swiss expressionist painter, Johannes Eden. When he was painting, he noticed that different types of appearance of people look better against the background of landscapes of certain seasons. Now, a lot of stylists define the color type using only three parameters of the main color scheme of your skin, eyes, and hair: temperature, saturation, and brightness. But what exactly are they all about? Colors are considered warm if they contain enough yellow or yellow-red. They are considered cool if they contain enough blue. Black, white, and gray shades are neutral. Basically, everybody's skin is warm until you're not dead. But in color analysis, we talk about skin undertone. It's a teeny tiny difference that your skin tends to be on the cooler or the warmer side. You have cool undertone if your skin appears to have a tint of pink and blue under natural light. You have warm undertone if your skin appears more yellowish, orangey, and golden under natural light. All of this applies to the hair and eyes colors too. So if you have a cool undertone, it would be better to follow a cooler side of the color wheel when choosing your personal color palette, and the opposite when you're on the warmer side. Your also can be somewhere in between, and it's called neutral undertone. It gives you a lot of variety. The next one is saturation. It refers to how vivid, rich, and intense a color is. It describes how close a color to pure gray. If you have a high saturation, your face features are clear and sparkly, and you have a pretty high contrast between the eyes, skin, and hair. If you have a low saturation, your colors are soft, muted, dusty, nothing bright, and overpowering. For a high saturation features, would be better to use clear, saturated colors. And for a low saturation features, your perfect match would be muted palette, meaning all the colors mixed with gray in proportion that depends on how low your saturation is. And the last one is brightness. It simply means how close a color to pure white or pure black. You tend to be on the lighter side if you're...
So I'm going to pause the audio because my Facebook audience is saying they cannot hear the audio from that I'm playing from the Blog Talk Studio. So I'm going to try and play the video. I have the video in my StreamYard queue, so I'm going to pull that up and see if you can hear the audio on color, because I want to share this information with you as an introduction for you to start thinking about colors as part of your divine feminine wardrobe. So it's important that we get this information tonight. I'm going to give it to you tonight. Okay, so I'm going to pull up one of my color psychology video audios. Okay, sorry. Let me get that in my StreamYard studio and see if you can hear the audio, let's see, on color psychology. Okay, here we go.
Form view your own mood as well. It contains your mood, your productivity, yeah, everything. So let's talk about red.
Yes.
What does it say if you wear red or you like red in your household?
Red is the color of passion. Mm-hmm. It can also be the color of aggression. It's a great color to wear for a female for on a first date. Sort of is like the old adage of a little red dress or a red Corvette. Like, it is attention grabbing. Interestingly, red is also appetite stimulating. So if you're eating this holiday season and you see a red plate, that actually will tend to make you want to eat more.
Really?
Yes.
Well, our dining room, our house, the walls are red.
That's actually a lot of fast food restaurants. A lot of restaurants use red.
Well, it's because that's what we eat.
It's perfect.
But
it's
you're saying it's good, like for appetite.
It stimulates your digestion.
Oh,
absolutely, yes.
Okay. Also, gray.
Gray. So gray is sort of the opposite of red. You know, it's a very neutral color. It's a little bit more passive. I like to wear gray. Like, for example, if I'm coming on and we're talking about a serious topic, I'll often wear gray so that we focus more on what I'm saying as opposed to, like, grabbing attention.
Right.
Lawyers, great color for lawyers to wear because it's a little bit more passive, neutral.
I was worried that in the Northwest we have such gray weather anyway, so why anyone would paint inside of their house gray, says to me, oh, another dreary morning.
Yeah, and if you paint your walls gray, it also gives that sort of passive, low-energy feeling to
right.
the person. So gray is not a great thing to have in abundance.
But if you have gray, should you pop it with another color to make
yes.
it, to change the story?
Yes, absolutely. And the next two colors that we talk about are the perfect colors to pair with gray to sort of pop it out.
Blue.
Blue, a
okay, so blue, and you guys are both wearing blue today. I'm wearing an aqua blue. So blue is the color of the sky and the ocean. So a lot of the times, if you're not sure what a color means, think about where it appears in nature. The sky is loyal, it's dependable, honest, trustworthy, and very wise. So when you wear blue, it's a great color to show that you're an expert, that you're calm, you know what you're doing, and that you're very loyal and dependable. So this is a great color for a man to wear on a first date.
Oh, really?
A woman can wear red. She wants to grab attention. Men can wear blue. Great color.
And then when you're, let's say you're at your office, would you paint your office blue? Would it help you get more work done?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different really fascinating studies that showed they had workers work in an all-white office, and they had workers work in an all-blue office. And the workers in the all-blue office made 20% less errors. So blue can actually make you feel more wise, can make you feel more productive. So blue is a great color to paint your office or to have in your working
space. I don't doubt your statistics, but I'm wondering, what color was the room where they calculated those numbers?
Good question. Yeah. I'll email. Purple. So this is the perfect color to pair with gray. And actually, we have someone in the studio I saw earlier. Wendy is wearing purple on top, and she has a gray shirt that she's wearing on the bottom. This is the perfect outfit to wear because purple is the color of luxury. It's a color of royalty, so to pair it with gray, King's or purple, it's also a great gift wrapping color, right? Because you want your gifts to seem expensive.
Yeah, that's
a great idea because it makes it feel like it's really expensive luxury. And the reason why is because purple doesn't appear in nature very much, so it was hard to make purple dye. So that's why we know it's sort of special and unique.
And you should not paint your house like a big bright purple to make it look more expensive.
No, that would make it seem artificial and fake. It would be too much purple. That's why gray, which is the neutral color, is the perfect color to pair with it.
Now, let's say lavender, because it's a shade lighter than purple and has kind of a bit of gray.
So that's a great question. So what about pale versions of the color?
Right.
So I actually like it because pale versions of the color is the same emotional response, but a little bit toned down. So if you're wearing like a lavender dress, that can be a great alternative to pairing a bright purple with gray. Or if you're wearing like a light blue, that can show that you're sort of subtly wise, very loyal, that it's not too attention grabbing.
Orange,
very popular color.
Isn't it the color for 2013? Orange?
I don't know.
I think that's right. I think it is the color for 2013.
Or is it this year? I'm not sure. Oh, 2012 is this year.
2012. So okay. Success. High energy, so great color to wear to the gym. Sports teams that have orange and black uniforms or orange in their uniforms, that's actually really good because it's a successful, high-energy color. So
the color isn't hurting.
Color can't necessarily dictate your behavior, but they can sure help.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, very good. We'll have more on the website too. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Okay, we're back because we have some really strange things going on.
When I play the information in the StreamYard on Facebook, everybody can hear it. But when I play it in from my audio clip, my friends in the Facebook cannot hear the audio. So strange things going on in Facebook land and studio here tonight. So we want to talk about, I want to hear from you tonight about this topic because the ladies of the Female Solution host family, we had an interesting discussion about this topic, divine feminine energy, divine feminine clothing. And some of the things that came up is, what is your intention when you dress each day? Do you have an intention when you're choosing the clothes that you're going to put on each day? Yes, audio on and off, someone's telling me. Okay, Brother Eddie. Thank you, Brother Eddie. So I hope you can all hear me now in Facebook and in the studio because I'm going back and forth trying to figure out what's going on. But we were talking about earlier about the intention that we have as women, as men, when we dress our sacred temple. And as I said, Queen Afua gives us some really great guidelines in her book, Sacred Woman. And if you're interested, I'm sure it's available wherever and on Amazon. But we want to ask you, the question is, what is your intention each day when you dress your body, your temple, sacred temple? Do you have the idea that you're trying to attract a man for women or men? Are you trying to attract women? If so, how do you think you should cover your body to either avoid abusive or aggressive behavior, or how you should cover your body to attract a man in your life? And the other question is, where did you learn that from? Most of us, strange orange color of success, while it's the color of prison. I was just reading, Zelda is saying that strange, that orange, the woman in the audio says, orange is the color of success, while it's the color of prison uniforms. Hey, maybe they're trying to inspire the prisoners to succeed and do better. Who knows how that, and I'm sure they didn't, I don't think the prison officials thought about the colors when they were choosing how to clothe these men and women in these prisons. But how can we help these young women, this young generation out there, like Shanquella Robinson's generation, that is somewhat lost in terms of the sacredness of who they are? I see from Shanquella Robinson's experience and the news reports about her and her friends that they all are choosing to spend money on external things and are lacking in the power, being aware of the power of consciousness, even when it comes to dressing the whole body from head to toe. And it seems like these young women especially are trying to lure these men to them. And yet, as we were discussing earlier, it's okay if women choose to dress a certain way. I don't understand, like Queen of Fool, why anybody would want to wear a thong and any some of these skimpy clothes because they're uncomfortable. And for us as senior citizens, I would think most of us are dressing for comfort. Me, I'm dressing for comfort and color. So the question for you is, where did you learn how to attract men? Where did you learn how to dress in a certain way, whether for business or for personal reasons? And what energy are you putting out when you go out? Are you aware that when you leave your house, you're like a mirror? And this was something I thought about a lot today, is that we are like mirrors. When we put on certain items on our body and the attitudes, the mental attitudes that we have, the emotions that we're carrying, all of these things are energetic substances that will attract certain people. And especially for women, you're going to be attracting certain men to your temple, sacred temple. Now, if we do it unconsciously, then anything goes. Just as Shanquella Robinson experienced unconsciously traveling to another country and not being aware of the energy around her that caused her, kind of contributed to her death. And tonight we want to suggest how we can all go through a transformation of sorts to prevent the type of tragedy that is happening all over the world, actually, where people are dying in strange ways, dying suddenly, unconsciously, taking drugs, medicine, whatever. And tonight we're just saying that there is a way to dress this temple that can bring protection and power. The word Ma'at is used a lot in Queen Afua's language in her book. Ma'at refers to a divine emanation, a divine energy, if you will, or spiritual presence. Ma'at, which represents truth, balance, harmony, the law of and cosmic order of things. So if we incorporate Ma'at in every choice that we're making about this sacred temple, then we are going to see not only our communities, but the men in our lives and the women in our lives change and be influenced by the consciousness or awareness of Ma'at, which again, truth, living our truth. Are we living our truth when we're choosing to cover our natural hair, to wear dark clothing that doesn't match or enhance our beauty? If we are not living in balance, recognizing that a diet full of processed food every day is going to create more dis-ease instead of health, and then balancing that with more fruit, vegetable, and fasting is going to bring a healthier sacred temple. And then the harmony of being in a relationship with someone that supports us, that not just financially, but supports us emotionally. And then being aware of the law and cosmic order. We hear from our brother Kwame Sunhorse and from brother Eddie Harris all the time about the numerical system that we live in, and which is so such a part of this divine feminine power and energy, the cosmic order of things. When we can tap into the order of the stars, the moon, and the planetary shifts, as well as the numerical language that the universe is speaking to us, woo, the power that it brings to our body and our mind and spirit is so awesome and mind-blowing sometimes. So we are at
unmuted.
The point of another break. When we come back, we have a caller, 773-221. I'll come right back to you after our break. Thank you, Naima Latif, for our commercial messages.
My switchboard disappeared. Hold on a second.
It didn't get a comment.
That kind of night.
It's been that kind of night, I tell you, my... All righty, here we go. All righty.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Technical difficulties. We're here tonight because the time that we're in, as Queen Afua stated recently in this interview, we're in a crisis. And I didn't realize how much of a crisis until I was listening to her interview. It's an hour and 45 minutes if you want to hear it. It's a very powerful revelation of many, many things. And one of the things you are now in the host queue. And I'm going to get to 773-221. You're next. One of the questions that was asked of her from the chat was, what are the most important qualities that a woman should look for in a man? And I was kind of surprised at her answer, but yet I knew this about qualities in relationship. And she said, check the parents of the person you're talking with. How do you feel about your mother and your father, for instance? Whoa, that just comes up over and over and over again. If you want to attract a good man, man with integrity, a healthy man, let's just say a healthy man, her answer to the question, what are the most important qualities you want to look for in a man, are ask him about his mother and father and his relationship with those people. So even though we heard last week that the five things that men find irresistible in a woman, they're kind of similar in a way because actually number five was the same question or point that knowing about their past, knowing about their relationship with their parents. So that's what we got to work on to heal our family, to heal these relationships. No blame, no shame, and we try not to judge, but you have to be observant. When you hear from a man that you would like to date or you're interested in, when he says, oh, I didn't like my mother and I didn't like my dad, that's a red flag. Red flag. Step away and ask yourself, do you want to be the man's therapist? Can you be his therapist? Or do you want to give him some time to get some therapy, because as Dr. Queen Afua and many, many other therapists will tell you, when a man, a grown adult or a grown woman speaks about their parents in kind of a negative way, usually means, not always, that they haven't healed the trauma, drama, injuries, abuse, whatever happened with those parents. So let us go to the phone, 773-221. Your mic's open. Welcome. Give us your name, please. Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Andrew Nelson. I'm, there are a lot of points that I want to make. I know that both of my parents love me very much, and I love them very much. And, in the Baha'i writings, it says that beauty is a virtue. And you mentioned how it is that what people look like on the outside perhaps mirrors what's going on internally. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And a lot of times people say things just sort of ancillarily as an aside, but everything that a person says does manifest what's going on internally in the person so far as their self-concept, which is the core of human personality according to the psychological research, how a person sees himself or herself as being in this whole scheme of things, particularly upon learning what their divine purpose is. Elnora Farrakhan said, the great tragedy of life is that people live all these years never knowing why they're here.
Oh, right. So
and,
true.
Elijah Muhammad said that knowledge of self is relative to everything else. And so it behooves everyone to find out who they are and what their divine purpose is.
Wow, that's a powerful, those are powerful statements of truth and awakening and thought-provoking, yeah, because that's what the Queen Afua is speaking as well, and most therapists and most people who are working in the coaching, is that knowing yourself, why are you here? What are you here to do? Focusing on your purpose, your divine purpose, and not being influenced by all these commercial ideas of what beauty is and Veronica or secret people. It's just Victoria's Secret and Balenciaga. Balenciaga is in the news right now. They're trying to destroy them, thank goodness, with all their terrible advertising. And so what you're saying is, hey, focus on yourself. Stop looking to these large corporations and companies to dress you, in fact, and start being more creative. I would strongly recommend you look into Queen Afua's teachings and her books. Are you familiar with Queen Afua, by the way, Nelson?
Actually, I'm not.
Okay, you might want to look into her her teachings and just the woman herself. She just represents a beautiful, beautiful picture of what divine feminine looks like. She dresses the part, she speaks the part. She's very, very empathetic, I would say, about what people are going through. There were a couple of people in the chat who were asking questions, and right away her comment was that person is in pain. By the question they were asking, she didn't judge them or criticize them or in any way put them down. Her statement was, oh, I understand that person is probably going through a lot of pain. In fact, one person was asking, well, why are men abusing women? They asked the question several times in the chat. So they asked her the question. She said, well, that person is in pain, and they probably have experienced that abuse, and that's why they're asking the question. So thank you, Andrew, for your comment. That's really thoughtful. We need to be reminded of the action to take first and foremost is healing the self, going within and meditating. Part of the solution to the clothing, what do I wear, how do I dress, is a meditation process of going into nature, because what Queen Afua teaches is not only wearing clothing that is simple and gives you freedom and not like a girdle, but also looking at nature, the colors in
Unmuted.
Nature. So we're going to open up, I believe this is Naima Latif, Mike. Did you have a comment or?
Well, the comment regarding when we take a look at the science of colors, because in a lot of countries where they're advocating that women dress, you know, covered and so-called modest, like Iran and other places, people wearing all black, and
right.
You know that the energy from wearing black is not an uplifting energy, and a lot of people don't know the science of colors and what they wear. Now also we got to look at some of the issues that we have with our natural coloring of our skin. I remember dark skin people would be told, you're too black to wear red, or you're too black to wear purple. And so the idea was you should not call attention to your color by wearing something bright. So you should wear something, you know, neutral, like gray, which is a horrible thing. It's say to a person or even a child, but that was an expression of the self-hatred that we had learned about our color. You know, we want to reflect the beauty of nature. We should be wearing clothes that are colorful, you know, clothes that are flowing. They look more feminine than things that are tight and restrictive and you, you know, can barely move your legs, you know. And then this, the blood flow being not restricted by clothing that's too tight. Like, remember, we used to have to, well, women wore girdles because we were told our behinds shouldn't shake. So
yeah.
a lot of the things that we were pressured into wearing, as you pointed out, were not healthy. They didn't allow for good circulation of blood, didn't allow you to breathe freely. You know, you're wearing this, I remember when women used to wear corsets, you know, you had to try to squeeze your waistline in to look thin and all of that. So I think the most beautiful feminine look are things that are, like you say, comfortable, flowing, colorful, reflecting nature and letting your body and your pores breathe, and clothing that makes you feel comfortable and relaxed, and clothing that, you know, you can walk in and not be self-conscious. I mean, we've all seen when people try to wear a very short dress and you try to sit down and you're not feeling comfortable because it's too short and too tight, and you're trying to pull it down so it doesn't expose things that shouldn't be exposed in public. But then, you know, why wear something where you have to do that? So the best way to teach, I think, is to demonstrate. Maybe this is an opportunity to come up with a clothing line, you know, the female solution clothing line. Hey, you know, and wear it so people can see what it looks like.
There's material to wrap around you in a certain way, and she always looks absolutely gorgeous and royal. So, yeah, the female solution could just choose some material and make some simple wraparounds. Yeah, you know, that's a possibility because it's just a matter of choosing the right material.
Yeah, and of course, you know, a lot of it depends on the climate you're in, you know, weather and all that sort of thing, and the kind of work you do, because, you know, sometimes when I'm, I mean, for me, sometimes it's not practical for me to wear a lot of flowy things if I'm carrying, like, camera equipment and stuff. But when you're just out and about walking and so forth, yeah, you know, you can have something that flows and something that's non-restrictive and something that is loose and things like that. And it really does give you an appearance of actually floating as you walk. And it's very feminine, very graceful. I think that if women see that it will appeal to them, because we're the ones who actually set fashion by what we wear and the way we wear it, the pride in which we wear it. Because if we feel good about it, then that's what we project. The energy of I feel good about myself is attractive when someone loves themselves. So thank you for this conversation, and I hope women are encouraged to feel good about themselves first and foremost, so that they can project that in what they wear, and definitely not projecting the anxiety of worry of is their body shape right or all of these things. Because, I mean, if you're exposing it for people to judge it, then you get upset if they judge it as not shaped right. Well, then why did you subject yourself to that? You know, just love your body however it's shaped, and, you know, let that which should be private be private, so therefore people aren't judging things they have no business looking at and having an opinion about one way or another. That's my thought.
And thank you, because it really does start with what is your opinion of yourself first and foremost. And that reflects on the outside how you're feeling about yourself. When I see women dressed a certain way, I that's my thought often is, wow, how do you feel about yourself to dress in that way that is either uncomplimentary, like we were talking about the colors. Some people wear colors and I'm sure they have no idea that bright yellow color on you is really not complimentary or flattering, but maybe that's all they have. But how do they, I wonder how people, if they look in the mirror and say, oh, I look good. If you look good, then it's going to reflect. If you think you look good and if you feel good, then it's going to reflect.
That's right. That's what you're
even
saying.
Even in the wrong color. Even in the wrong color.
But now this is one thing that I will say, because I remember when I went through a period of time when I really had to lift my self-esteem, I felt, you know, I was, you know, way at college and had gone through the phase of being made to feel like I wasn't attractive. And so I think it was the time when the hot pants came out, so I was wearing the hot pants and the halter tops and walking down the street and literally stopping traffic, you know, but I was showing everything. So when I see women expose themselves, I understand what that is. You know, it's the need for validation because someone has made them feel unattractive, so they're trying to reassure themselves of their attractiveness. And unfortunately, this is what we have learned from other women, that this is what you do to affirm your attractiveness. But once you no longer need to do that, because you feel beautiful on the inside, then that expression changes. So everything you do is showing people how you feel about yourself. And I think somebody in one of your audios said, you know, when you don't get enough attention, you develop a neediness or something because you didn't get the kind of attention that would have given you confidence and self-esteem. So, you know, when I see it, I know that that's what it is. It's just, okay, this is a woman who didn't get compliments from her father, or maybe her mother made her feel ugly, but somehow she's now needing the outside world to give her a sense of validation of her attractiveness. And that's what we've seen, women needing someone to say to them, you are beautiful. And they'll spend all kind of money and buy all kind of hair and eyelashes and nails to get that because they didn't get it growing up and it wasn't on the inside of them.
And unfortunately, we watch a lot of movies and television that present to us as women, especially what beauty is. And if we're constantly focusing on Hollywood and TV and social media, then that's when we're going to have confusion and not be feeling good about who we are. Because the social media, Hollywood, and television do not mirror what Black women are supposed or should be thinking about their beauty in terms of beauty. We have to go to another place to affirm our beauty, and it's not Hollywood, social media, or television. So let us, tonight, I hope that you will commit to stop looking at these media presentations of what beauty is and start reading books and especially about like Queen Afua and watching YouTube videos that present the woman, the melanin-skinned women especially, of what that beauty looks like, whether it's curly hair or dark skin. Let us look at those videos to affirm the power that we have as these powerful melanin women. We have so much power simply because we have strong melanin molecules in our skin and our blood and all that. So let us take the time to find those media presentations that affirm our special, unique beauty as melanin women and all the characteristics that bring us power. So, and let's take a few minutes again meditating on that thought that whoever you are, whether your skin is light or dark and your hair is curly or straight, let us focus on representing nature, representing the natural elements that our Creator gave us in our hair, our skin, our nails, our body, let us represent that in the way we dress and the way we comb our hair and all those things that that Hollywood does not present to us to do. Let us take in some breaths about the natural force, natural parts of ourselves, our water, our blood, our skin, our hair, that we need to respect for.
Pour our water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of
that you are born of water, which makes you a flowing, powerful being, healing. All of us are healing and changing by the minute, by the hour. So let us remember those words in that song and live it to be the very powerful beings that we are. Tomorrow, join Zelda on Monday Morning Mindfulness. She's going to be talking about part two, Monday Morning Mindfulness, why you need to learn Chinese. So I think all American citizens need to learn another language because the world around us is full of bilingual. So we're going to say good night and play our farewell greeting. And thank our global family. So everybody have a great day, great week, great evening, and come back tomorrow on Female.
We've come to the end of our show today.
but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.